Mona Dunn was late. She leaped from one painting to the next, her damp hair flying like streamers on a bicycle, her dress darkened here and there by still soggy undergarments. She'd known there wasn't enough time, even without the calamity, which had involved a stranger farther down the beach, whose presence had trapped her in the water thanks to an ill-thought-out decision to jump in wearing only her undergarments. Her mistake cost her 20 minutes. She would be the last to arrive at Lord Beaverbrook's monthly meeting, just like last month and the month before. Lord Beaverbrook would not be pleased. Breathless, she arrived at the meeting location, Salvador Dali's Santiago el Grande, one of the largest and most dramatic paintings in the art gallery, with its massive horse and rider soaring toward the heavens. Located in the orientation gallery, near the entrance, it was a crowd pleaser. Lord Beaverbrook was already speaking. After slipping through the picture frame into the meeting, Mona dipped behind Andre Readmore, hoping his voluminous cloak would hide her.
"I should like to remind you of the many important events that will occur at the Beaverbrook Art Gallery this summer."
Max Aiken, a.k.a. Lord Beaverbrook, read from his notes. Though his head was down, he added, "Good of you to join us, Mouse." Max's pet name for Mona was Mouse, because, according to him, she was everywhere and nowhere and never seemed to get caught. Every head swiveled in her direction. Her friends, Madame Juliette and Edmund, flashed sympathetic smiles. Clement Cotterell stuck out his tongue. The horse and rider peered down and gave her hard stares. Mona curtsied, and then fixed her attention upon Max, pretending the attention did not bother her in the least. Papa called it her imperious look, and it often served her well.
"To continue," Max said, flicking a bit of dried paint off the lapel of his jacket, "the art restorer arrives today."
A murmur rolled across the crowd like a wave. Mona saw Juliette give Edmund a fearful look. No one liked being restored. It was a messy, tedious business, and it meant spending several days or weeks trapped in a workroom in the basement.
Now,
Max growled, waving the buzz away as if they were bees bothering him at the breakfast table.
"You all knew this was coming. Everyone has to do their share if we are to remain a top-tier art gallery."
"But I was only just restored,"
Lady Cotterell called out, swaying as if she might faint. Painted by a Dutch artist in the 17th century, she had a delicate temperament, thanks to being trapped in a painting for nearly 400 years with crying baby Francis, three rambunctious children, and a husband who complained constantly about being stuck at the Beaverbrook Art Gallery in New Brunswick, Canada, when his dream was to live at the Louvre in Paris. Lord Beaverbrook didn't glance up.
"Madame, your painting was last restored in 1973.
"It was that long ago,"
Lady Cotterell whispered to herself.
"As I said," Max continued, "I do not yet have the exact schedule, but here is the restoration list as I know it today. The Cotterell family, Madame Juliette dans le jardin, hotel bedroom, merrymaking, and Mona Dunn."
There was such an uproar after merrymaking that Mona barely heard her name.
"Where will we spend the evenings while we're being restored?"
a swarthy man Mona didn't recognize shouted. Despite having lived in the gallery for nearly 60 years, she still ran across residents who rarely left their paintings, especially a painting like Merrymaking, with its dozens of people both inside and outside the White Horse Inn.